I couldn't understand.
See, you have two questions, right?
Yeah.
One concerning Shaitan meat.
Shaitan's meat, طيب. Uh-huh.
And the beast that they ride upon.
Okay, like their description?
The description.
The question, Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. The question posed by the brother was regarding a shaitan's spouse and the animals that they ride, or these beasts that they ride.
Yes, Al-An, Sifat Zawjat Iblis. Yes, Al-Kadhalik, An Sifat Hadihi, Dawab, Lati Arkabun Alayh.
نعم السائل يسأل عن صفة زوجة إبليس وصفة دواب الشياطين.
The questioner is asking about the description of the shaitan's spouse and the beasts of the jinn that they ride.
الشيطان والجن من الأمور المغيبة عنا.
The shaitan and the jinn kind, they are of the things that are of the unseen to us.
ولا نتكلم في هذه الأمور الغيبية إلا بما ورد في القرآن وما صح في سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the only thing that we say about these unseen things to us is what we know of the Quran or of the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هناك يعني روايات إسرائيلية.
There are narrations from the scriptures of the people of the book.
وقصص وحكايات.
And there are some stories and some fables.
وربما الذي به مس من الجان يكون متخيلا لهذه الأشياء.
And perhaps the individual who is in fact possessed by the jinn would have the illusion of seeing these things.
ويصبح يحكي ما رآه.
And then they will relate what it was that they saw.
ويتناقل الناس هذه كأنها حقائق.
And then the people begin to narrate what they heard from these individuals as if it is reality and the truth.
وهذه في الغالب لا حقائق لها.
And usually these stories are not real.
الشياطين لم يرد فيما أعلم وصف لزوجة إبليس.
And regarding the spouse of Iblis, there is nothing reported or narrated based on what I know, according to what I know, regarding the description of his spouse.
إِلَّا مَا وَرَدَ أَنَّهَا شَيْطَانَهْ مِثْلُهُ.
The only thing that has been mentioned is that she is a devil like he is.
وَأَنَّ صِفَةِ الشَّيَاطِينِ الْقُبْحِ.
And one of the descriptions of the devils is ugliness.
وأما دواب الشياطين
and as for the riding beasts of the devils
فعندهم دواب يركبونها
they have these riding beasts that they ride around on
ودواب يأكلونها
and they have also animals that they eat
ولكن ما ورد في صفتهم لا أعلم يعني حديث صحيحة ورد في صفة دواب الجن
But I don't know any authentic narrations that describe to us these riding animals.
في حديث تميم الداري رضي الله عنه في صحيح مسلم أنهم رأوا الجساسة.
In the narration of Tamim al-Dari, may Allah be pleased with him in Sahih Muslim, they saw the Jassasa, a creature called the Jassasa.
وهي كانت دابة كثيرة الشعر.
And it was an animal that was very hairy.
لا يعرفون رأسها من دبرها.
It was so hairy that they could not tell its head from its body and its front from its back.
قالوا ففرقنا أن تكون يعني خفنا أن تكون شيطانا.
So we were afraid that this animal was some kind of devil.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حكى هذا ولم ينكره.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated this story and he did not speak out against it.
فيعني أن هذه الدواب لها شكل مثل هذا الشكل.
So what we take from this is that these animals of theirs they have a similar appearance to this.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
سؤال الثاني. خلص السؤال الثاني.
هذا هو سؤالين.
In reference to the Quran, each paragraph has so much blessings. And we know that so in other books, those Quranites in those books has the same amount of blessings, but they're the same amount.
You mean in books that are. That are like written?
Books.
Yeah.
That's less, you know, books, but they have Quranic ayahs in them.
In Arabic.
يقول هناك رواية
بالميكروفون.
ها؟
بالميكروفون.
نعم. دي يعني في العربي هنا؟
أيوة أيوة عشان السؤال
هناك السؤال وهو أن في القرآن وردت رواية أن هناك حسنات وأجر لكل حرف يتلفظه الإنسان من القرآن فهل هذا الفضل أيضا في الآيات القرآنية المكتوبة في غير المصاحف؟
نعم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله بكل حرف حسنة.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, for him is the 10 rewards, 10 good deeds are written for him for every letter that he reads.
والمراد بالحرف قد اختلف فيه العلماء.
And what is intended by a letter, the scholars have differed upon this.
منهم من قال الحرف هو الذي مثل الألف باء.
And some mention that what is meant by a letter is the Arabic alphabet.
ومنهم من قال المراد بالحرف الكلمة.
And some say what is intended by the letter is an entire word, each word.
وهذا الأجر سواء كان إذا قرأت من المصحف أو قرأت آية مكتوبة في التفسير أو في كتب الفقه أو في كتب يعني الأذكار.
And this reward that we have just mentioned, that is mentioned in this narration, it goes for whoever recites the verses of Allah, the verse from the Quran, whether it be in the books of tafsir or in the books of fiqh or any other book.
الحديث يعم ذلك كله.
The narration is general and includes all of this.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
نعم.
السلام عليكم. Just a question on an issue that that I've been hearing, right? How many tawheeds did Prophet Yusuf teach when he was in the prison? Inshallah.
How many
tawheeds?
Types of tawheed.
Yeah.
ما يقول السائل ما هي أنواع التوحيد التي دعا إليها يوسف عليه السلام وهو في السجن ما عددها
يوسف عليه السلام قال يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار
Yusuf alayhi salam, he said to them in when he was in prison, my two companions who are with me in the prison are many and numerous gods and deities of worship better or the one creator, Allah, the one Al-Qahhar.
وقال ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان.
And he said to them, the only thing that you are all worshiping are names that you have come up with you and your forefathers. Allah has not sent down any authorization for these names.
ففي هاتين الآيتين ذكر أنواع التوحيد الثلاثة.
And we see in these two verses. There are the three types of tawheed mentioned.
قوله أرباب متفرقون.
When he said numerous gods and numerous lords which are different
أنه لا يوجد إلا رب واحد.
What is taken from this is that there is no existing God except for one.
الذي يستحق العبادة.
The one who has the right to be worshipped.
والذي بيده كل شيء.
And the one whom in his hand and in his control is everything.
وهو رب العالمين.
And he is the Lord of the creation.
ليس الأرباب المتفرقون.
It is not the different lords and the different deities of worship.
وذكر توحيد الألوهية.
And he mentioned the توحيد of worship.
أم الله الواحد القهار.
Or Allah the one القهار.
الله هذا في توحيد الألوهية.
And this word Allah in its meaning is found the meaning of the توحيد of worship.
في قوله تعالى واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب إلها واحدا.
And he said to them, I have followed the religion of my forefathers Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub. We do not have the right to associate any partners unto Allah.
لأن الله واحد معبود واحد.
Because Allah is one and he is solely to be worshipped.
هذا توحيد الألوهية.
This is the توحيد of worship.
الأسماء والصفات قال توحيد الأسماء ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان.
And as for the third category, the names and attributes, he said you do not worship except for names that you have fabricated, you and your forefathers, whom Allah has not authorized.
ولكن هناك أسماء سماها الله وهي أسماؤه.
And there are names which Allah has given, and they are His names.
ذكر في الآيات عدة من أسماء الله عز وجل.
And in the verses, He mentioned a number of names of Allah.
ذكر الرب.
He mentioned the name الرب, the Lord.
الله.
And Allah,
الواحد,
the One,
القهار,
and القهار.
هذا من توحيد الأسماء والصفات.
All of this is considered the توحيد of the names and attributes.
Another question. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. My name is Noor Ahmed. First of all, I should thank you for coming all the way from far off lands to give us some education to ignorant people like me.
Jazakallah.
I'm not going into the fiqh or anything like that. Some common day-to-day problems I would like to ask you. If you can answer, I will be appreciating that. We living in a community which is not predominantly Islamic, it's a Ghair Muslim community. There are certain things, how you advise us to interact in a social behavior in this kind of a society. Say, for example, we have to participate in Independence Day of Bahamas. Do you have any restrictions to me to participate in that, or we should not participate in that? It is not a religious function, but it is a social function. There may be a spring festival going on, then I might like to go and participate. What is your recommendations? I would like to ask without any please bias, don't mistake me. These are all the common problems we've come across. Maybe in your Saudi Arabia you have a different situation, but we live in the West, we face different situation. So you guys have to give a solution to us. What suits in Saudi Arabia may not be 100% suitable for me in living to these conditions. Ms. Lan, my wife works and she goes on herself without a mahrim. If a strict inspiration is that she cannot go, but she has to go. So this kind of a small problems are there for us. I would like to invite your comment on that and guidances. I also would like to appreciate the Sheikh. I like the tone in which you spoke the khutbah. Maybe I did not understand fully all Arabic, but I could get the gist of it. And the tone of your language was very good. and I appreciate that. And the body language also was very good. Generally, our imams, when they speak harsh. Their body language is hard, as if it is going to fight, kind of a thing. But I appreciate you were so soft. I like you. Thank you. Can you go on addressing my questions, if possible, please?
ترجم.
يقول إيش ال ما هي طريقة التصرف للمسلمين في جالية عامتها مكونة من غير المسلمين فهي دولة كافرة كيف الإنسان يتصرف ما هو الذي ينبغي على المسلم وما الذي يمتنع منه المسلم وأعطى مثالا على ذلك فمثلا الاحتفال بعيد البلد وكذلك بعض أعياد البلد التي ليست أعيادا دينية وإنما هي أعياد عرفية وعنده شطر ثاني من السؤال وذكر أيضا مثلا المرأة تذهب إلى العمل بدون محرم أو ما أشبه فهذه الأمور يسأل عنها ويقول عندنا هنا يختلف عن السعودية وهكذا والسؤال الثاني أنه أعجب بصوتك اليوم في الخطبة وعامة الخطباء يرفعون أصواتهم عند الخطبة وعندهم شيء من الشدة وما هو النصيحة في هذا بمعنى ما قال بارك الله فيكم
نعم جزاك الله خيرا على حرصك نعم نعم
لا هذا ما قال هذا قال الصوت
أنا فهمت الكلام خلاص
قال الصوت
نعم لا هو مقصوده هذا أنت جبت المقصود لا بأس إن شاء الله المسلم متميز بإسلامه
The Muslim is differentiates himself from the rest of the people with his Islam.
لا ينصهر في المجتمع الذي هو فيه.
He is not just mixed into any the society that he happens to be in.
إذا انصهر صار مثلهم.
If he just fits in and melts into them, he will be like them.
فرق. بين من عنده النور نور الإيمان نور الإسلام ومن ليس عنده ذلك
There is a difference between the one who has the light of Iman and Islam and the one who does not
لأن المسلم المؤمن بمثابة الحي
Because the believer and the Muslim he is like the living
وأما الكافر بمثابة الميت
And as for the non-Muslim he is like the dead
أنت ترى الكافر هنا يأكل الخنزير.
You see the disbeliever here in these lands, they eat pork.
ليس عنده في الطعام حلال وحرام.
He doesn't have any rules, set of rules of prohibited and permissible that he goes by in what in his diet.
ما يعجبه أكله. ما يعجبه ما أكله.
Whatever he wants to eat, he eats, and whatever he does not, he does not eat.
تجد هنا النصارى لا يختتنون.
You see the Christians, some Christians in the Western area, they do not, they are not circumcised.
والختان طهارة.
And circumcision is a type of purification.
هذا للذكور طبعا الكلام للذكور.
This is of course regarding the males.
وحتى فوائده صحية.
And it has many health benefits.
لكن لا يهتمون بهذا.
But they are not very mindful of it.
يشربون الخمر.
They drink alcohol.
ما عندهم مشكلة في الخمر.
They don't have a problem with alcohol.
في إجازاتهم في احتفالاتهم.
In their time off, in their leisure time, and in their holidays.
نعم هم يمنعون الخمر وقت العمل وقت قيادة السيارة.
Yes, they prohibit alcohol during times work hours and during when a person is operating a vehicle.
ويمنعون الصغار دون 18 من شرب الخمر.
And they prohibit the young who are not yet of the age of 18 from drinking alcohol.
لكن هل هم ملتزمون بهذا؟
But do they follow this very closely?
تجد منهم من يأتي العمل وهو مخمور.
Some of them come to work and they are drunk.
أحيانا.
It is sometimes this occurs.
وأحيانا يقود السيارة وهو مخمور.
And sometimes one of them may drive their vehicle, operate their vehicle while they are drunk.
والولد الصغير 15 سنة 16 من يمنعه من الخمر؟
And a young boy 15 or 16 years old, who is there to prevent him from drinking?
أو البنت.
Or the girl.
وإذا شرب الخمر ما في عقل.
And if he does consume this intoxicant, there is no repercussions.
هل هنا الكفار يهتمون ببر الآباء والأمهات؟
Do the non-Muslims here around here? Do they show importance to the obedience of the mothers and fathers?
يهتمون بالكلب أكثر من الولد.
They are more. They show more concern for a pet dog than they do to their children.
لأن الكلب عندهم وفي.
Because the dog to them is very loyal.
وأبنائهم فيهم العقوق.
And their children are disobedient.
ودائما يختلف الآباء مع الأبناء.
And on a constant basis, the children are differing with the parents.
والولد إذا عمره 18 سنة أو البنت خرج من أبيه ولا سلطان له عليه.
And if the young and if the boy or the girl reach the age of 18, they leave their parents' house and nobody has any authority over them.
فالمجتمع هنا وفي بلاد الغرب بلاد غير المسلمين متفكك.
So the social structure in the West and the non-Muslim countries is very unstable.
وإذا أراد المسلم أن يعيش معهم بتآلف.
And if the Muslim wishes to live with them in harmony,
تام,
in complete harmony,
سيصيبه التفكك مثلهم.
Then he is going to be unstable as they are.
يعني بالتدريج.
Slowly and in stages.
والناس ليسوا كلهم أقوياء.
And not all of the Muslims are strong.
ربما إذا زار جاره الكافر في العيد وقدم له الخمر ممكن يستحي ويشرب.
Perhaps if they go to visit their neighbor during a holiday and the neighbor brings to them some alcohol, they would feel ashamed and drink it.
ممكن.
Perhaps this may occur.
كذلك ممكن يأكل الخنزير.
And also, it is possible that an individual may eat swine.
فالمسلم في بلاد الغرب في جهاد عظيم مع نفسه.
So the Muslim in the Western country is in a very harsh struggle with himself.
والأمر صعب جدا.
And it is very, very difficult.
أنا أعرف هذا.
I know this to be a fact.
لكن الإنسان يحاول البعد عما حرم الله قدر المستطاع.
But the individual needs to try as hard as they can, as much as they can, to stay away from things which are prohibited.
يبتعد عما حرم الله.
Stay away from that which is prohibited.
وإذا وقع في الحرام يتوب إلى الله.
And if he does fall into that which is prohibited, he repents to Allah.
حتى لو كثرت المعصية.
Even if he is constantly, or even if he has a lot of disobedience.
لا ييأس من رحمة الله.
He should never become weary of the mercy of Allah.
وكثير من المسلمين بسبب خلطتهم بالكفار يشتكون من أولادهم.
And many of the Muslims, because of their كثير من الكفار إيش؟
بسبب خلطتهم الكفار وأصبحوا يتطبعون بطباعهم يشتكون من أولادهم.
And many of the Muslims, because of their mixing with the non-Muslims, they have become similar to them in their ways, and they are now complaining about their children.
العقوق كثير في أبناء المسلمين هنا.
The disobedience of children to in the Muslim children to their parents is very common here.
ابنك المسلم عمره 18 ليس لك عليه سلطان.
Your Muslim child who is of the age of 18, you don't have any authority over them anymore.
بنتك إذا جاءت لزيارتك معها صديقها بالزنا هل تستطيع أن تقول شيئا؟
If your own daughter were to come to visit you with her boyfriend, is there anything you could say to her?
مشكلة كبيرة في بلاد الكفار.
It is a very big problem.
لذلك الإنسان يربي أولاده على التميز.
For this reason, the individual needs to raise his children to be able to distinguish.
هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟
إيش؟
قل هل يستوي الذين؟
نعم. Say, is the one who knows equal with the one who does not know?
افترض أنك طبيب.
Let's say that you are a doctor.
وجارك لا يعرف الطب.
And your neighbor does not know medicine.
أنت تهتم بالطعام النظيف.
You are concerned with good healthy food.
تشرب ماء نظيفا.
You drink pure water.
تغسل يديك قبل الطعام.
And you wash your hands before you eat.
تحافظ على صحتك.
You are mindful of your health.
بيتك نظيف.
Your home is clean.
لا يوجد فئران.
There are no rats running around in your house.
ولا صراصير.
Or cockroaches.
جارك لا يهتم بالنظافة عنده هذه الأشياء.
Your neighbor, on the other hand, is not worried, concerned about these things, and he has all of these things.
لماذا هذا الفرق بينكما؟
What is the reason that there is a difference between you two?
العلم.
It is knowledge.
العلم. أنت تعلم ما ينفعك في صحتك وفي مصلحتك الشخصية. فتعمل.
It is knowledge because you know what will benefit you. In health-wise, so you implement this knowledge.
إذا زرته في بيته,
if you were to visit him in his home,
تجلس على الكرسي, وتجلس عنده على الكرسي على الكنب.
You sit there in his home on his chair.
تكون في قلق.
And you will be very uneasy.
تذهب فأر صرصور.
You see roaches running by and rats.
المسلم الذي لا يهتم بالإسلام ويختلط مع الكفار في أعيادهم وأخلاقهم مثل الرجل الذي يجلس في بيت القذر هذا ويأتيه الفأر ويأتيه الصرصور.
The Muslim who sits with the non-Muslims and engages with them in their holidays and in their social gatherings and so forth, he is similar to this man who is sitting in his neighbor's house with rats and cockroaches running around him and so forth.
فالمسلم ليس كالكافر.
The Muslim is not like the non-Muslim.
لكن لا يعني هذا أنك تحتقره.
But this does not mean that you need to belittle him.
ترفق به.
You should be gentle with him.
تشفق عليه.
And have mercy upon him.
جارك الذي لا يهتم بالنظافة ترسل له ديتول.
إيش هذا؟
ديتول هذا منظف معقم مطهر.
Your neighbor that is not concerned with his with cleanliness, you send to him some cleaning agents.
ما عنده صابون ترسل له صابون.
If he doesn't have any soap, you will give him some soap.
ترسل له بخاخ للحشرات.
You will give him some bug spray.
حتى يكون well. جارك جيد مثلك.
So that your neighbor reaches the level that you are at.
لأن ممكن الحشرات التي عنده تأتيك.
Because perhaps the insects and animals that are crawling around over there will eventually come over to you.
هكذا أنت المسلم مع الكفار.
This is how the Muslim is with the non-Muslims.
دعوة.
In a state of da'wah.
هدية.
And giving gifts.
أخلاق حسنة.
And having good manners.
تبسم في وجهي.
And smiling in their faces.
صباح الخير, مساء الخير.
Saying good morning and good evening.
ليس السلام عليكم.
Not saying to them السلام عليكم.
تحية غير السلام عليكم.
Greeting them with other than the salam.
لكن في العيد الذي هو الأعياد الدنيوية أو الدنيا لا تشاركوا.
But in their holidays, whether these holidays be religious or cultural, the Muslim is not to participate with them.
هو سيسألك لماذا لا تشاركنا؟
So he will ask you, why do you not participate with us?
أنت جعلته يسأل.
You have made him by doing this, by refraining from participating, you have made him to ask.
تقول له أنا مسلم.
You say to him, I am a Muslim.
وديني يحرم علي هذه الأعياد.
And my religion, it prohibits me from participating in these holidays.
أنا أحب أن أدخل عليك السعادة.
I would like to make you happy.
لكن أنا أرضي ربي أول.
But I would rather please my Lord first.
هو إذا كان عاقل يحترمك.
If he is an intelligent individual, he will have respect for you.
أنك رجل صادق.
That you are a true individual.
ويعذرك.
And will excuse you.
لا بأس ثاني يوم بعد أسبوع تزوره وتسلم عليه يعني تزوره تحييه ما في مشكلة.
There's no problem a week later after their holidays are over to visit them or to greet them and so forth.
يعني ليس معنى لأنه شركه في العيد إن ما نزوره.
It doesn't mean that if we do not participate in their holidays that we cannot visit them either.
أعطيه هدية في غير العيد.
You can give him a gift outside of his holiday.
المهم يكون عندك نية الدعوة إلى الله.
The important thing is that you have in doing so the intention of calling to Allah.
وإظهار محاسن الإسلام.
And manifesting the good aspects of Islam.
وتكون صادق في إسلامك.
And that you are true in your Islam.
وهذا موضوع الخطبة.
And this is what we were speaking about in the خطبة.
والله أعلم. إيش السؤال الثاني؟
عن ارتفاع صوت الخطيب وهكذا التأدية كذلك.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يرفع صوته بالخطبة كأنه منذر جيش يقول صباحكم ومساكم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would give a khutbah he would raise his voice as if he is admonishing an army.
لكن يحتاج إلى حكمة في إيصال الصوت للناس.
But this individual, the one speaking, also needs to have wisdom in the tones of voice that he uses with the people.
وهذه مواهب وقدرات.
And these are gifts from Allah and these are abilities that people have.
وهذا فضل الله.
And this is a favor from Allah.
ونحن من يفعل الخير نشكره.
And whoever does good, we thank him.
وإذا عليه ملاحظة ننصحه.
And if there is something that they have done wrong, then we advise him.
فالمؤمنون أحباء ينصح بعضهم بعضا بالتي أحسن.
The believers, they are beloved to one another and they are advising to each other.
Now.
Shukran, thank you for your answers. I appreciate your time taking. But one thing I did not get is by ourselves not participating in the mainstream of the country, for example, I am a Bahamian, if I am not participating into the mainstream of political aspect of it, are we not isolating ourselves to be separate and are we not be left behind if by the policy you say you don't go into Independence Day celebration, don't join their army, then don't join in the armed forces, don't join this thing, don't do this thing. That means we are Muslims are in a way made to isolate ourselves and we are becoming not a part of the mainstream. How that we can impact our impressions on them by going on another general day and they will have a feeling that you are not part of a Bahamas. I am not a Bahamian citizen in a way. I have a difference of the opinion on that, but I respect what you said. Thank you very much.
يعني أنا لا أفهم كيف الإنسان يكون في مثل هذه البلاد ولا يشاركهم مثلا في هذه الأعياد التي ليست دينية ولا يكون في جيشهم مثلا ولا يكون في عسكرهم ولا يعني يخالطهم بهذه الطريقة. كيف ننقبض على أنفسنا ولا نشاركهم وكيف نظهر محاسن الإسلام بهذه الطريقة؟ فأنا يعني يذكر عن نفسه أنه يعني إلى آخره ويقول يعني أنا أخالفك في ذلك ولكن شكرا. هذا
شكرا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. نعم. My question is what is the ruling for the masul in the community? How should he treat the believers, inshallah, now?
How is what?
How should he treat the believers?
Who?
The Mas'ul.
Oh, the Mas'ul. No. We're getting into those questions now.
Inshallah.
Those are the questions we're going to do now. The Mas'ul, the person in charge.
Nah.
يعني بيقول كيف المسؤولين في الجالية يتعاملون مع الناس، ما هي أخلاقهم التي ينبغي وطريقتهم بالتعامل.
قبل هذا، بالنسبة لاختلاط المسلمين مع الكافرين في بلادهم،
Before we answer that question, address that question regarding the Muslims mixing with the non-Muslims in their land.
الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام,
the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
عاش في مكة.
He lived in Mecca.
قبل أن يهاجر إلى المدينة.
This was before he made hijrah to Medina.
وكان المشركون لهم أعياد.
And the mushrikeen, they had holidays during his time.
ما كان يشاركهم.
And he did not used to participate with them.
والمسلمون ما كانوا يشاركون في الأعياد.
And the Muslims as well did not used to participate.
لما هاجر إلى المدينة.
When he made hijra to Medina.
كان في المدينة ثلاث قبائل من اليهود.
There were three tribes of the Jews there in Medina.
ما كان يشاركهم في أعيادهم.
He didn't used to participate with them in their holidays either.
ولما أراد الأنصار أن يحتفلوا بأعيادهم في الجاهلية نهاهم.
And when the Ansar wished to participate and celebrate the holidays they used to celebrate back in pre-Islamic time, he prohibited them from doing so.
وقال إن الله أبدلكما بعيدين فطر والأضحى.
And he said, Allah has exchanged those holidays for you and replaced them with two holidays. That is the holiday of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha.
والمسلم يكون همه رضا الله سبحانه وتعالى.
And the Muslim, what is important to the Muslim is the pleasure of Allah.
لا يكون همك كلام الناس.
And what the people say is what the people say should not be your concern.
أهم شيء العمل بالشريعة.
What's important is that the individual implements the legislation.
وهذه البلدان بأخلاقكم الحسنة وتعاملاتكم تدعون الناس إلى الإسلام.
And in these countries, with your good dealings and with your good manners and character, you can call the people to Islam.
والله يهدي من يشاء ويضل من يشاء.
And Allah guides whom He chooses and misguides whom He chooses.
لكن الدخول في الجيش أمر صعب.
But to go into the but to be in the armed forces, this is a serious thing.
يوقعك في حرج شرعي.
This will put you in a very tight spots legislatively.
وهذا حصل لبعض الجنود المسلمين في أمريكا.
And this happened to some of the troops that were in America who were Muslim.
لما حصل على أفغانستان حرب أمريكا على أفغانستان كان جنود مسلمون يؤمرون بالقتال قتل المسلمين.
So when there was the Afghan war with the Americans, there were Muslim troops amongst them who were commanded to fight against the Muslims.
في الهند.
In India as well. The same thing happened.
في الجيش الهندي.
Some of them were Muslim and they were in the Indian army.
كانوا يرسلونهم لقتال المسلمين في كشمير.
They used to send them to fight against the Muslims in Kashmir.
طب إذا مات هناك وقتل ما الفائدة؟
So if he goes to do so and dies there, what is the point?
لن ينفعه الكفار.
The Kuffar are not going to help them at this point.
ينفعه عمله الصالح.
The only thing that can help him is his righteous deeds.
الإنسان كل بني الإنسان.
All of the human beings.
إذا مات.
When they die.
وحملوه إلى القبر.
And when he is carried to his grave.
يتبعه ثلاثة.
Three things will follow this individual.
عمله.
Their deeds.
وماله.
And their wealth
وأهله
and their family.
فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد.
So two will leave and depart with him after his burial and one will stay with him.
لما يضعوا في القبر.
نعم.
يبقى عمله.
The only thing that will be left with him in his grave is his deeds.
ويرجع أهله وماله.
And his property, property and his family will return.
لا ينفعه أحد إلا عمله الصالح.
No, nothing and nobody can help him at this point except for his righteous deeds.
وليس العمل الصالح الذي يراه العقل صالحا.
and righteous deeds are not necessarily what the mind perceives to be righteous.
إنما ما شرعه الله.
Rather, what is righteous is what Allah has legislated.
هو الإله.
He is the إله. He is
هو الحكم.
He is the one who has the right to rule. He is
نحن
the ruler.
عبيد.
We are mere slaves to him.
لسنا آلهة.
We are not lords.
مسلم.
نعم. We are in a state of submission.
فالله عز وجل يسألك ماذا عملت بما أمرك.
So Allah, He is going to ask you, what did you do with what I commanded you?
من عجائب الناس.
What is very amazing from the
وعجائب
of the people.
العقول.
And of the what is intriguing of the people and their minds.
الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول عن الخمر إنها داء وليست بدواء.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding intoxicants, it is an ailment and it is not a cure.
إنها داء وليست بدواء.
It is an ailment and not a cure.
قرأت كتابا.
I read a book.
ألفه قس من القساوسة.
One of the Christian priests had written this book.
له خبرة بالعلاج بالأعشاب.
He has knowledge and experience with herbal medicine.
وكتب وصفات للصداع للبطن للرجلين لكل شيء.
And he gave different remedies for the ailments of the head and the body and the stomach and the legs. A very dense book.
تقريبا في كل وصفة يذكر من الأعشاب والدواء الخمر.
And almost in every single ailment, one of the things that he mentions as a medicine, as a cure, is alcohol.
عقول ما في عقل.
There is no intellect. This person is deficient.
الحمد لله عموما. طيب السؤال الأخ إيش قال؟
كيف يتصرف المسؤولين؟
في من؟
يعني في الجالية كيف ينبغي أن تكون تصرف؟
هذا يحتاج تفضل. هذا يحتاج إلى اجتماع مع المسؤولين.
This is something that needs to be addressed by meeting with the people in charge.
لكن عليهم أن يطبقوا أحكام الإسلام.
But generally, what is upon them is to implement the legislation of Islam.
وأمرهم شورى بينهم.
And to take the opinions and talk things over.
ويستشير أهل العلم.
And to refer things to the people of knowledge.
ويرفق بالناس.
And to be gentle with the people.
ويحرص على الدعوة إلى الإسلام.
And to be very mindful and show great importance and concern to calling to Islam.
ويتعاون على البر والتقوى.
And to be aidful to one another on piety and righteousness.
ويعمل إحصاء للمسلمين في الدولة.
And to take a إحصاء يعني كم في منهم take a tally of how many Muslims are in the area.
ويعرف كل مسلم اسمه وعنوان إيميل.
And to know every Muslim in the area and his information.
حتى يتواصلوا معه.
So that they can stay in contact with these Muslims.
ويزور بعضهم بعضا.
And to visit one another.
ويشوف ينظر الشخص اللي فقير يساعده.
And to see who of them is poor, so to help them.
مريض يزوره.
Who is sick to visit them.
عنده مشكلة يساعده في حلها.
He has a problem, so he needs to help him to fix his problem.
ويساهم المسلمون جميعا في مصلحة المسجد.
And all of the Muslims need to collaborate to work for the good of the masjid.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
Last six questions, huh?
Last one?
Questions.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Aki, I too would like to say thank you for coming to see us, for traveling here to see us. And like the brother, I'd like to, you know, I'm shy to even ask you a question. However, I will ask the question in terms of something that you mentioned with the children among us. And it is, I am surprised that you are aware of this, but this is a problem that we have. Many of our children, as they get older, they sometimes, there is a strong feeling of rebellion among them. And even among our daughters, there is a challenge for many of us. And I've come to find out that in Great Britain, what they have is a something where the people are encouraged to get married, and the women and the men, they pay to go into this to this place to see who among the Muslims are available for marriage. It is a challenge for both the males and the females here. Sometimes people don't find persons that they are attracted to, and there is a strong feeling of there's a strong pull from the society, the Kufa society, and it affects the parents and the children even more. Right. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. So is the, I want is to the know question if about the question or the marriage?
The question is whether these things that they do in Britain, whether that should be encouraged or whether that is permissible, where they have these things specifically set out for marriage and the people pay to go there. And
is it mixed, the men and the women together?
The men and the women, they are all invited.
And together in the same place?
I don't know what controls they have in it, but I know that the men and the women come, and this is the place where they go and they seek a spouse, whether the parents are there to do it for their children or whether the children go alone, I'm not sure. But is this kind of thing encouraged or is it permissible?
يا أقول السائل هناك في بريطانيا مثلا يعملون مؤتمرات للذين يريدون أن يتزوجوا فكل من كان له بنت أو تأتي المرأة والرجال يأتون مثلا الذين يرغبون في الزواج فيدفعون مالا فيدخلون في هذا المؤتمر ويتعرف يعني ينظر كل واحد يبحث عن زوجة أو زوج في هذا المؤتمر هل هذا يجوز أو لا يجوز
إذا رأى خمسة شباب امرأة عجبته ماذا يفعلون؟
So if one woman is seen by five brothers and they all like her, what's going to happen now?
قرعة.
It's going to be a, they're going to have to draw straws.
هذه مشكلة.
This is a problem.
لا يجوز للمسلم أن يرى نساء كثير فينتقي.
It is not permissible for a Muslim to view many women and then take a choice.
بل يأتي لامرأة لأهل بيت.
Rather, the Muslim, the way he goes about is that he goes to a single woman or to a family.
فيخطبها.
And ask for her hand in marriage.
ويراها.
And then see her.
إن أعجبته تزوجها.
If he likes her, he will marry her.
ما أعجبته يبحث عن أخرى.
And if he doesn't like her, he goes looking for someone else.
لكن هكذا لما يكون بنات كثيرة هذا أمر محير.
هو أمر إيش؟
محير.
محير. But when there is a lot of women all together, then this is something which will confuse an individual.
ومن أسباب الفتنة.
And it is a cause for fitna.
وربما تعارف عليها ولا يريد الزواج لكن يريد الفاحشة.
And perhaps some people, they will go and go to these things and they're not looking for marriage, they're looking for يعني حرام.
بعضهم نفوسهم ضعيفة.
Some of them have weak souls.
ما في أحسن من الطريقة الشرعية.
There is no way better than the way that the legislation has set for us.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
صلى الله وسلم على محمد والحمد لله رب.
السلام. What is it? Oh, يقول السائل ما حكم الإسلام في ختان النساء البنات؟
اختلف العلماء
في ذلك.
The scholars have differed about this matter.
منهم من قال مستحب ومنهم من قال واجب.
Some of them said it is preferable that they be circumcised, and some said it is obligatory.
ومنهم من قال مشروع لا بأس بمباح.
And some said it is permissible. It is part of the legislation.
والصحيح أنه مشروع.
And what is correct is that it is permissible.
وقريب من الاستحباب.
And it is very near to being preferable.
لكن ليس واجبا.
But it is not obligatory.
والله أعلم.